Number one.
This is great. Sitting in my favorite chair, eating chips, and watching football. And my favorite team is winning, too.
Yeah, but don't get too excited, honey. The game isn't over yet.
I know, but I can't help it. They haven't won a game in a long time.
Let's hope they can win this one.
Question. Why is the man excited? Number two.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry, but you'll have to take your drink outside.
Oh? I can't drink it here?
I'm afraid not. This area is for study only.
Oh, I didn't know. I'll go outside then.
Question. Where is this conversation probably taking place? Number three.
I'd like to take a trip to Asia next year, but I don't think I'll have enough money. How do you manage to go abroad so often, Curtis?
Every month, I put 5% of my salary into a special bank account.
Oh, I spend most of my money by the end of the month.
Well, if you don't stop doing that, Jill, you'll never be able to take a vacation.
Question. What does Curtis advise Jill to do? Number four.
Are you planning on playing basketball next year, Debbie?
Well, I'm really worried about passing my college entrance exams, so I've decided not to join the basketball team. I really want to focus on my studies.
How about if you only come to practice once a week? You're one of our best players.
Sorry, Coach Wilson. I want to concentrate 100% on getting into a good college.
Question. What is one thing the girl says? Number five.
Honey, I stopped by a travel agency on the way home from work to get some information for our next ski trip.
Great! What did the travel agent say?
Well, she recommended Stone Mountain. She said there are easy trails for beginners like me, and more difficult ones for good skiers like you.
That sounds great. I've always wanted to try skiing at Stone Mountain.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the man? Number six.
I don't feel well today, Mom. Can I stay home from school?
You look okay. What's wrong? Should I take you to the doctor?
I have a stomach ache. I don't think I need to see the doctor, though.
Well, if you don't need to see the doctor, you have to go to school. Now hurry up. You'd better start getting ready or you might miss the bus.
Question. What does the woman tell her son? Number seven.
Excuse me, can you tell me why there's a crowd here?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to take everyone on a walking tour of the city. Because I'm a volunteer guide, the tour doesn't cost anything to join.
It's free? That's great. Can I come along?
Of course. We'll leave in just a minute.
Question. Why is the tour free? Number eight.
Excuse me, waiter, but I just spilled my wine. Do you have a cloth I can use?
I have one right here. Let me wipe the table for you.
There's wine on the floor, too. What a mess. I'm sorry about that.
No trouble at all. I'll have it cleaned up in a minute.
Question. What does the woman ask the waiter to do? Number nine.
Hello, Jim Brown speaking.
Hello, Mr. Brown. This is Cindy Gray from the Watertown Public Library. I'm calling to let you know that the book you requested last week has been returned.
Oh, good. When can I pick it up?
We'll hold the book for you for 1 week, so please come get it before next Tuesday.
Question. What does the woman tell the man? Number 10.
Hello?
Gary, it's Amy. I got your message. You said you're having some kind of problem?
Yeah. Thanks for calling me back. But it's solved, so don't worry.
What was it?
Well, I couldn't find my cat. I was going to ask you to look for it with me. But I just found her sleeping behind some boxes. So everything's okay now.
Question. Why is the woman calling the man? Number 11.
Okay, Doug. Now put in the milk. Just do it slowly and make sure to mix it well. Let it cook for about 10 minutes and the soup should be done.
Wow, Mom. It smells so good. I can't believe I was too scared to try cooking before. It's not really as hard as I thought.
Well, if you enjoy it that much, you can start cooking every night.
I don't know about that, but you'll have to show me how to make some other dishes too.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the boy? Number 12.
Gosh, honey, this novel I'm reading uses some really difficult words. Do you know what the word punctilious means?
Punctilious. That means to be careful to do things correctly. We learned that word in high school.
How can you remember things like that?
Easy. I studied a lot more than you did. You were always out with your friends.
Question. What does the woman suggest about the man? Number 13.
Linda, these roses on your desk are really beautiful, and they smell so nice.
Thanks, Ben. They're from my garden at home.
Oh, really? I didn't know you liked gardening.
Yes, I love it. I've been growing flowers in my garden for years.
Question. What is one thing the woman says? Number 14.
Can you help me with my homework, Dan?
Sure, Judy. As long as it doesn't have anything to do with math.
Actually, I was hoping you could help me with my biology. I just can't understand this week's assignment.
Biology isn't my best subject either, but I'll try.
Question. What will Dan try to do? Number 15.
Excuse me, driver. Are you sure we're going the right way?
You wanted to go to the station, didn't you?
That's right. The city bus station.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said the train station.
Question. What does the woman want to do?